Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry, the official Comrades Marathon coach with us once again. Lindsay, this isn't a question that's been submitted. It's one I thought would be pretty important to chat about right now. The route for the 2015 Comrades Marathon Uprun has changed slightly. There's been a bit of a detour in Pinetown due to roadworks on Old Main Road. And I wanted to just sort of get your take on how that is going to affect your pacing in the first half of this year's Comrades Marathon. I think it's about 800 meters that's been added to the overall distance. Obviously, the halfway point doesn't actually change from a distance perspective. And so what should people be aware of for the various sort of medals if they're chasing silver, Bull Rowan bronze, or a Vic Clapham?
Cool. Look, just in case Mr. Dowdswell is listening to us and he chooses to correct your maths. The halfway distance does in fact change, but the point at which halfway is on the day will not move. So just to get you mathematically correct there, Brad.
Yeah, but Lindsay, we know there's three types of people in this world, those that can count and those that can't, and we know where I fit.
Yeah, so look, it's unfortunate in this instance that once again, it's those people in H that are really at the biggest disadvantage with this change. I mean, obviously for everybody, it does make a difference because the race has gone from 86.84 kilometers to 87.72 kilometers, which is a total distance change of 877. The entire distance change happens between 69 and 67 kilometers to go, so it all happens in the first half. And for everyone else, that means that they need to add the following times onto their halfway marks. And that is about 4.5 minutes for the guys that are going for silver, about 5.5 minutes for the guys that are going for Bill Roan, about 6:40 for the guys that are going for bronze, and about 7.5 minutes for the guys that are going for a finish, except, and this is why I say once again that that's the sort of expected extra time you can expect towards the end of the day, but all of the silver, bronze, and Bull Roan people must expect to add that on in the first half, because the whole extra distance happens in the first half. And if you try and make up even half of that time, 3 minutes in the first half, which is the hardest section of the race, then it's going to cost you at the end, and then you're not going to run 6 or whatever minutes slower at the end. You're going to end up running 15, 20, 45 minutes slower by the end because of the extra effort that's used. Unfortunately, for the guys that are going for 12 hours, the halftime cut off has not changed. So the implications of that unfortunately mean that they do need to run quicker through halfway. And so unfortunately the guys in H batch not only have to make up for the 6 minutes that they're going to lose to cross the start line, they also have to make up for the 7.5 minutes extra that it's going to take in pint time. So what this really means is that they need to be roughly 10 seconds per K faster in the first half than they were planning to be already. So, look, the 877 meters it's going to cost a few people, the marginal guys, their silvers, their Bull Roans, their bronzes. But I fear that on-course management for the 12-hour guys is going to become so, so important on race day. An H-batcher, and to be honest, even a G-batcher can no longer afford to waste even 1 second on the route. No stopping. So really, unless you need the toilets, you must never ever stop. Do not waste even 10 seconds. If you have to walk, that's fine, but make sure you just keep moving. I can't stress the importance of that enough. And then because again, it's just so important, I also want to re-stress to those guys going for silver, Bill Roan, bronze. If you try and make up even half of that time in the first half of Comrades, then I, Lindsay Perry and guaranteeing that you are going to have a horrible last 20 kilometers of Comrades. If you accept that it is longer in the first half now and that you are going to be the 4.5, 5.5, 6:40 slower in the first half, and once you get onto about the 50K mark, then you can be like Graham Hick, you can be a flat track bully, and you can really make up your time on the easiest section of Comrades, which is between 50 kilometers and 75 kilometers. That is the place where you want to put or catch up that time, nowhere else.
Brilliant. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. And we look forward to chatting again soon here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. As far as that time management goes, Lindsay, last year in the build-up to the down run, we put together a podcast on how you can save yourself 20 minutes on race day. And I think we should do the same for the up run. Obviously, the principles are pretty similar, and we will do one for the up run closer to Comrades race day. So make sure you stay listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. That's coming your way soon.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.